Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Hey, 100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome back to the show. I have, like, the craziest. I'm telling you, man, like, I've had, like, the craziest day, you feel me? Welcome, everybody, to the show, man. I've had, like, the worst, not really the worst day. Let me go ahead and try and get some background music, like, in the background. But I had to, like, totally switch up my format and how I'm doing things today because I had one of my main computers basically fall out on me. So I absolutely cannot even kill anybody on the show today. And I'm a little upset about that. I'm trying to get it together. I'm trying to load up some other sound effects and stuff as the show goes on. You dig? But I had to go back to the old way of playing music in the background and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff, man, that just went on today. So y'all really going to have to work with a brother, you dig? Let me go ahead and get my background music running. Let me play that. All right. Hold on real quick. Before I even start, like I said, I just had the crazy thing. Hold on. Somebody hit me with a tap on the air. Caller. What's going on, caller?
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
Hey, man, it's Blizzard.
Hey, Blizzard, what's going on?
Hey, man, this red boy from last night. Hey, look, I had redid the song at the studio and y'all, so I had sent it to your email earlier.
Okay. I'm going to check that one out then, you feel me? I got the other one that you had sent me. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, wait. The one that I sent you last night, don't play that one. Go get the new one from your email, because that's mastered. The new one, all that I just did, that's mastered. Don't play that one I sent you last night. Play the new one. Because I already got people that finna call in and request a song. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, nah, you go. Oh, man. You're going to have to make me. All right, I'll try to get it on. It's not as easy, but we're doing internet radio, so we kind of got to, like, have the show preloaded. You feel what I'm saying? But matter of fact, what I do for you is I'm going to have enough. I do my show Monday through Thursday. So just for you, you feel me? I will have your music uploaded for you tomorrow. I won't play the one that you sent me then. But I got you, dog. I got you. Like I said, man, welcome back to the show, man. Like I said, I've been having, like, straight up, man, the craziest day ever. I want to welcome everybody that's watching me via Ustream. You understand what I'm saying? What's up, everybody? I'm running my show, a show that I normally use two or three computers for. I'm basically running the show with, like, one, you know what I'm saying, my studio, main studio computer. Having some issues. I don't know what's going on with it. So, in the shop. Couldn't get it fixed today. What am I going to do? All right. So, now, basically, I'm basically broadcasting to you guys, like I said, live via the web and live via Ustream. Red, what I heard from me, let me go ahead and run down my show, dog. And, I got you. And I'm going to see the joint tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? Because I can't download it. Go ahead and upload it at the same time while I'm doing the show. You feel me? So what I'm going to do, homeboy, is I'm going to play this song tomorrow, dog. All right? I got you, though. Let me go ahead and run down the show. What's the show, man? K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for joining me via the web. And thanks for everybody that's calling and sending it on their phones. You understand what I'm saying? Normally, this is going, like, all my wild sound effects and all that. But, like I said, my other computer's down, so I'm able to do that. So I won't be able to kill people like I normally do on the air. I'm a little upset about that. But episode 60, nonetheless, is still going to be up. The only thing I'm going to be missing tonight is my sound effect. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm good. Okay, episode 60, manual overload. I can't wait for y'all to peek that right there out. You understand what I'm saying? We'll get into that out there right there. Real quick, let me go ahead and run down how the show works and how the show operates. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? www.blogtalkradio.com, K-100, that's the site. That's where you go straight to our webpage, to our site. You understand what I'm saying? And you can listen to us via the internet, or you can listen to us on your phone. You understand what I'm saying? We are on MySpace. We on Facebook. You understand what I'm saying? And we also on Apple iTunes, all right? So with that being said, I want to make sure that everybody that uses iPods and iPhones and all that, if you use all that right there, man, I really, really, really want you to be, if you can, go and subscribe to our free podcast. You get what I'm saying? Because our free podcast, basically, if you got an iPod or whatever, put you plug it up, phone to charge it, whatever, if you subscribe to the podcast, it'll automatically download all the shows, all of the episodes. You get what I'm saying? And it'll update you every time. So if you have to the show, you can't catch the show, and then you plug it back up, you get something. Straight in, just like how you keep it. So everybody who has an iPod, y'all really already know how this works. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to make sure everybody that has an iPod, iPhone, go to the iPhone, subscribe, and push that. That helps our set. You know what I'm saying? Every time you do it, you know what I'm saying? We already have 4,000 downloads and plays already tonight. I mean, already on the show, you feel me? Within like 3 months. You understand what I'm saying? So, once again, I appreciate everybody who's been calling in and supporting the show in that manner. You understand what I'm saying? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We can use it over here. We got a studio on deck. And people look at me live via YouTube. See, I was over here banging out. Stuff. I had to miss out my computer. Now I got to take that to the shop. What's going on with that? But we still got to record the studio and everything stuff over here. You understand what I'm saying? With that being said, we're out for independent artists. You understand what I'm saying? Send their music in. The email for the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. The homie Red Boy sent some music yesterday. I'm going to get his music up tomorrow if you want to play the updated maximum. So, Red Boy, I got you. Like I said, homie, we'll do that tomorrow. I went in. I'm just getting set up anyway. You understand what I'm saying? Tonight's show is going to be off the chain. You feel me? The name of it is called Manual Override. You get. And I'm going to go ahead and get straight into what we'll be talking about. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. Number to the show if you want to talk by and get into discussion. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Understand what I'm saying? And this should be a good one. You know what I'm saying? Once my line starts, you know what I mean? As we start calling in and we start getting those particular stuff. It's really not an embarrassment. I even say this to you, you really can't be embarrassed something at all. And because I'm going to read you a stat once I start reading the outline of the show, I'm going to read you a stat that lets me say, that lets me know that you should not be at all embarrassed to talk about what we're talking about tonight. And I started off giving you a stat that is true. I looked it up, you know what I'm saying? And it's really undeniable. Everybody knows, all right? Everybody, thanks for tuning in. And you can also see me live via, you know what I'm saying? If you know about YouTube.com/Fism, you know, I be live on my Facebook page. They pretty much got all the links and everything. If you're on my Facebook, whatever, so you go check out the live YouTube. Like I said, just so happened some of y'all got saved because I couldn't use my sound effects and my main computer went down. So I can't kill a lot of people. Some of y'all gonna say some crazy stuff that I really wanna give, and I ain't gonna be able to bash y'all tonight. You understand what I'm saying? But you're lucky. That's all I can say about that right there. You are lucky. Alright? That being said, let me go ahead and try and load this up. I'm gonna go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Right? Dig. Alright? Episode 60 shows, man. Can y'all believe that already? I mean, for real. I ain't even been on the air that long, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know, man. It just seems like I've been on the air not even hardly nowhere near that long. I mean, but y'all, if we're here, I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in to the show and been supporting me all this whole time, all right? So with that being said, let's go ahead and see the synopsis of the show, episode 6. So, I'm going to stop using my earphones this time for the back. I have a plan in the box. I actually show this. Alright. Okay. Let me stop the music. Alright. Episode 60, you dig? So, I saw a stat. And the stat said 98% of human beings that reach puberty masturbate before the age of 3. Once again, 98% of human beings before they reach puberty, they masturbate. And that's what we're talking about on the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? That's basically what we're running down. You know what I mean? I mean, I know a lot of y'all are going to listen to the show tonight and going to be like, ah, man, you know, you don't want to admit to it. You feel me? But I'm going to tell you like this right here. Everybody fucking do that shit. Like, for real, everybody. Like, guys, women, men, black, white, whatever, ever, dash out the... See, the stat that I read, before I go any further, the stat that I just read you feel me, is a stat that says human beings. It don't say 98% of human beings in America. It don't say 98% of black human beings. You feel what I'm saying? It don't say, it says 98% of human beings. You understand what I'm saying? 98% of human beings. Now, What I want to first of all say before we even go any further is you can go ahead and kill all the being embarrassed or whatever you want to have you. We ain't got to do all that tonight. All right, you know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead and just keep it 100. Be real. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? And hold on, let me turn that back. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, I'm fooling with my settings over here, doing some other stuff at the same time, trying to get my sound effects loaded up on the back doorway. You dig? But so it's nothing to be embarrassed about. All right? So let me go ahead and read the synopsis. I saw a stat, 98% of human beings that's all across the globe masturbate before the age of 13. So I won't even ask if you've done it, because if you say no, it's a 98% chance that your ass is lying. All right? That's the facts. Scientists did it. I'm not making it up. All right? Masturbation is one sexual experience that most all of us can relate to. But still, for some, it's an embarrassing thing to talk about, to admit out loud. You feel what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the point. Do you masturbate? That's the very first question. If you do, how often do you do it? You see, there's a very stark difference between men and women here. Women have thousands of ways to get themselves off. They got toy parties, you feel what I'm saying? Or they sell all kind of trinkets to assist them in masturbating to just, you know. But let's be clear. And let's just go ahead and say this. If you use a dildo, you feel what I'm saying? If you use a dildo, you did, then you in fact, you masturbating. You feel what I'm saying? Alright? I want to be clear one more time. If you are using a dildo, a bullet, or whatever you got going on, you feel what I'm saying? Pay attention. There we go, sound effects. I had to work around it. Give me a minute. I'll figure it out. There we go. Pay attention. If you use anything like that right there, then basically, yeah, you understand what I'm saying? You masturbate. So anytime you play with yourself, with your toys, whatever, all that shit right there, it all counts the same. It's no different. All right? There is no difference. You feel me? So that's, first of all, I'm just going to tell you how unfair it is, because they come up with a million ways to help y'all, and like we still using the same thing we've been using since junior high. You know what I mean? Old Faithful. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's I just wanted to get it out of the way. Now, some women actually prefer this to the real thing. They are addicted to masturbating. They love their toys more than they love they do. You feel me? Maybe rightfully so. Some cases, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you on that right there. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? But, and I go on in the synopsis. You understand what I'm saying? Ladies, if you masturbate, the question is, even if you got a man, do you masturbate? You feel me? And like, why do you do that even if you have one? And for the fellas, you know what I'm saying? Do you get mad if your chick masturbate? Like, some dudes be like, yo, why you doing that? You know, you got me for that. You don't need to be doing that, a blase squad. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a couple of different questions that I got for depending on what sex you are when you call into the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? And another question is, some people that say, oh, they celibate, they're not having sex, but they say that they masturbate. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? How you going to sit here and say that you celibate, but you masturbate? Like, that's a sexual act. To me, if you celibate, you ain't doing, like, no masturbating. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't playing with yourself. You ain't doing none of that. You feel what I'm saying? So that's basically what I got going on today. But the main thing is, do you masturbate? You feel me? If you do, how often do you do it? What method? Because really, with the guys, it's basically only one way to really answer that question. You feel me? But with the ladies, you understand what I'm saying? It's like multiple ways you can answer that question. You feel what I'm saying? 347. Uh-oh. My bad, y'all. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all let me know what you're thinking about, what we got going on, what we're talking about tonight. Now, I got a couple people on the line already. You feel what I'm saying? Some of them, I don't know, just from right here, 444-429-4661. You had your hand up first. You feel me? So I'm going to go ahead and go to you. Carla, you on the air?
You would pick me first.
Hold on a second. My bad. Hold on a second.
All right,
go ahead, Carla. You on the air. Go ahead.
You would pick me first, Blue.
Who is this?
It's me. You want me to confess it to you, but you want me to tell you who I am.
All right, I got my background back up.
I would change name to protect the innocent.
Okay, don't. All right, look, everybody, yo, you ain't got to get your name, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get your name tonight, you dig? I ain't even going to trip like that about this night's show, because I know a lot of people, be, you know what I'm saying? On that craziness, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to talk or they don't want to say all that. You feel what I'm saying? So, all right, you ain't got to give your name, but the very first question I got for you is, do you masturbate? That's the first question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you like, which one, be honest, what feels better to you? Does it feel better to you? Does it feel better to you to masturbate or be with a guy? That's the second question.
I mean, it's different. It's like, I like pizza and hamburgers. But I got something else I can do. I don't always
right.
have to, you know, I can get it done and be done with it. I don't have to go through all the extra. I can just get it done.
Okay.
I got a rabbit. It's a rabbit. And
okay.
Get it done. And
see, that's my whole thing with it. First of all, I just want to be absolutely clear. I'm so mad my sound effects ain't loaded up today, but I have that fixed by tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? I have my normal show, but this happened at the last minute with my computer, so I can't really just have my normal show with my sound effects. I can just only run the background music and that's it, and talk and listen. You feel me right now? But that's my major, major, major beef right there. It's like, y'all got like a million and one ways to masturbate. Now, not besides just your fucking manually, which is the name of the show, episode 60, Manual Override. Not besides that, y'all can just go to the damn nearest store. They got like a million and one trinkets in there. You feel me? Like, you like rabbit. Like, if you're a grown man, you should know what rabbit is. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, some people might not. I might have a couple of young listeners that's like, rabbit? What the fuck is rabbit? So, would you please tell the people what a rabbit is? Because some people just might not know. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to make sure everybody's clear about what the fuck a rabbit is. Tell them
what
is a rabbit.
Well, they come different sizes. They come in different colors. Basically, it's a vibrator with like bunny ears. And the bunny ears, the bunny ears serve as clitoral stimulation.
Right.
They have cores with different speeds. So, you know, you might like low or you might like high. It just depends.
Right.
Somebody else can hold the speed. You don't have to do it. Somebody else can do it.
Okay. All right.
You know?
So basically, hold on. You can... Okay, that's another thing. You feel me? Okay, some women be like, they masturbate, but they want their dude to help them masturbate. You feel me? So basically, you saying, because you just said you can hold it yourself or somebody else can hold it. So what? You got your boyfriend holding the thing, masturbating, using it for you, like, before you, while you, right?
That's multiple, it's multiple things going on. So you can actually get penetration and clitoral stimulus with the rabbit. And right. everybody can help.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a one man show. It could really, you know, be a concerted effort.
Okay. I understand that right there. I totally understand that right there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, I'm not, and all the fellas that's calling in, 347-934-0966, everybody that's on the line, and the fellas that call in about this night show, the main question I want to ask the fellas, because I know, first of all, every guy, like, basically, like, masturbates. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care how much sex you get from women, you feel me? Just sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you just might say fucking, and you just might feel like doing it, like, I don't know. It's just I know I'm like that. It's not often because I really don't have to do it. You feel me? But every now and again, I just say fuck it and I just fucking do it. It's like whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like with guys, we don't really get all that. Like we much rather get pussy or get with a woman because we don't got all these extra creative off the chain ways to do it. It's like the same way we've been doing this shit like since we was 11 or wherever the hell you started. So for us. You know what I'm saying? I can see why for some women, I see why more women masturbate than men is what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? Because y'all got all these crazy, creative kind of goddamn ways and they keep making up shit and they have parties geared to teach you and help you and assist you. You feel what I'm saying? So I get why women do it more as an adult. And that's why guys, you know what I'm saying, always want to, you know what I'm saying, they always want to fuck more. You feel me? Because some women be like, shit, that's all right. I got my dildo, my vibe. Y'all got all kinds of extra shit. We don't got that shit, so we need some pussy. You feel what I'm saying? And I wish that nigga, I'm telling you, for real, yeah, women take that shit for granted. They be like, oh, you know, you guys gotta have, yeah. All you women sitting around here talking about some, I'm good, I don't need no nigga, I can just go, I can stay with my socket today. Yeah, you got a whole fucking stove full of shit to help you too. You know what I mean? We don't got that shit. We only got us. Five Finger Susie, huh? Same bitch, we've been crushing that bitch. 7 years old, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? We've been mashing up since we was 11. So I think a woman,
You need to invent something. Something for y'all.
You know what? The something already been invented. It's called chicks. You know what I'm saying? And different chicks. Well, we like different bras. People that y'all, wait, listen, ladies, y'all understand something? You feel me? That's why a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying? We like y'all may have like more than one vibrator and all that kind of shit and all these contraptions y'all got. That's why we like different women and different, you know what I'm saying? Different coochie. I mean, I'm just saying, let's just keep it real. You feel what I'm saying? We like that simply because, like, y'all like
variety.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, I mean, y'all might, it's different for us. I mean, of course, we know, like, y'all like different dicks, too. I'm not even finna, I already know that. I'm just saying, when it comes down to masturbation and shit, I be noticing, and a lot of women, I want to hear from the women, but I want to hear from the dudes, too. But most women say, yeah, they do it, and they masturbate more than they have sex. And I'm like, hell, if I had 10 different goddamn sex toys to fucking help me get up, I might use that shit more than something. That's why we like to have sex. So when we ain't got all that shit. That's all I'm saying. So I want every woman listening to this damn show tonight, you feel what I'm saying, to understand that. And just, you know, just be mindful of that little bit, tidbit of information that you probably just throw off and blow in the wind. When if you a guy, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just understand that about your man, about us, you know. All right, okay, lady, everybody on the line. My lines are filling up now. I'm gonna see how many of y'all fuck out. I'm gonna see how many of y'all keep it real. Y'all better be glad, cause I you know, normally I had an AK cocked and loaded on y'all ass. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't have an option tonight. You feel me? But you already know I'd be ready to kill all y'all that's calling in and gonna be like, oh, I don't do it or whatever. And I already know somebody who said they really don't do it or whatever because they like the real thing more. I understand you like the real thing more, but still, you know what I'm saying? You gonna play with it every night. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? All right, so I asked you basically all the main questions. How often do you do it? How often do you masturbate? Like, do it all the time or what?
No, just now and again. No. Uh-huh. You don't have like a schedule like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Just what time of day do you do it when you first wake up? I mean, do you like to do it before you like have sex? I know a lot of women, that's how they kind of like, they like to start playing with themselves first, you know what I'm saying? They get themselves ready right before the dude, you know what I'm saying? Get in it, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't need that kind of help. I'm good, and I'm multi-orgasmic, so I don't have to.
Whoa.
I don't need one to make me just wait. So, nah, I'm good.
Multi-orgasmic, she said.
And you know what? Masturbating
helps
you.
That's another fucking thing, yo,
goddamn. Multi-orgasmic.
I mean, y'all women got so many advantages when it comes to that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, but that's just one. I'm pretty envious of chicks about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Man, you want the toys. You want the multiple orgasms.
I'm just saying. I mean, you feel me?
We got
y'all
a complicated got apparatus.
Y'all got all of these advantages. And plus, y'all are the ones that get pursued on top of that. Y'all are the ones that get pursued. Y'all are the ones, y'all can just pick juice the dick. I mean, this is be real. If you're an attractive woman, you basically can just step outside and go to the store and have five guys holler at you and just pick and choose whether or not you want to do it or not. Because unless they get some shit and you looking good, they're going to be with it most of the time, like 9 out of 10 times. I don't care if they married. I don't care what the fuck going on. That's just the way guys operate. That's just K100. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Rage, he's out for the week. You understand what I'm saying? He's got stuff he's got to handle. So, one time for him. You know what I'm saying? Doing, handling his business. You understand? But we're talking about episode 60, Manual Override. You dig? And what we're talking about when I say manual override is masturbate. Now, we just had one caller who will remain anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Whose name shall remain nameless. Has go ahead. And she basically said that, yes, she does it. She uses Rabbit. If you don't know what a rabbit is, and you over 25, kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you should know what that is. Your girlfriend probably got three of them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend probably got three or four of them in her damn sock drawer right now. You understand? So you might want to get home and go to Starship with your girl and let her put you up on game. I go to Starship with your chicken. I just do want to see what the hell, what I'm up against. What competition? You know what I'm saying? I need to know, nigga. You know what I mean? I want to know what's the competition. You feel me? Well, caller, thank you for calling into the show and giving us your opinion, your 2 cents. You feel me?
Indeed.
Please stay on the line and listen to the show. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to play some music. We're going to keep it live and keep it drunk on K100 tonight. You feel me? All right? All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I'm broadcasting also live via Ustream. If you all know what my Ustream link is, then you can go ahead and check that out. You feel what I'm saying? On Ustream and catch me live broadcasting stream. I'll be recording it, and you know, you can just basically sit down, headphones, whatever, running the show. Minus my sound effects today. You feel what I'm saying? Because I had some technical difficulties with one of my setup, so I'm basically just able to broadcast, talk, and also get the background. All right, going to the next caller, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show, you dig? Going to the next caller. What's going down, Key?
Why you have to be taking deep breaths and all that stuff?
Hey, whoa. I didn't mean nothing bad. I'm just saying. I know how you feel about the subject. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm glad you don't have any sound effects, because you're not going to be shooting me. And don't try to act like I'm not keeping it K100 because of what I'm about to say. But listen. I don't like it. I ain't even tried till I was 30. 31.
Okay. Now, that's the typical part. I can understand somebody not liking it. You feel what I'm saying? I can get somebody not liking it. I take that back. I can't understand how you don't like it.
Well, maybe because since I didn't try it too late, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it might be that I just haven't mastered it or whatever. But before then, I never really had the desire to even try to do it. So
let me ask you this right here. How did you make it all the way to 30 years old? 30 years old. How did you make it to 30 years old without ever, not even one time?
I just never really thought about it. I can't really explain why it took me so long, and I just tried it then because people kept mashing me about not doing it. So I was like, let me see what all the fuss is about. Let's try it.
Because I mean, for like I now you realize that you
I'm
are
in the people saying I know
of the pop,
yes.
of the human being of human beings. We're not talking
well,
America.
Somebody got to be in it. Somebody got to be in it. It just so happened to be
okay,
me.
You're right. I understand that. You feel me? You know, but I mean, when before you was even lost your virginity, whatever, you was curious about sex. Like, how did you know, like, what it was gonna feel like? You ain't feel the little tingle, like, you know what I'm saying? Like people be saying they felt the little girls felt the little tingle, or you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of women like some people say,
no.
like, you know, they used to sit up under the shower with some shit, and that's the first time they felt like a little tingle in their little cat or whatever, and you know they start
playing.
I mean, I understand how you.
But it ain't make me wanna do nothing outside of that other than get some face or something. I mean, if mine get a tingling, I'm trying to go find something.
I understand. I would definitely give you some applause right there, right? No, you know what I'm saying? But look, ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, I'm not, everybody that's on the line and everybody that's calling to the show, 347-934-0960, that's the number to call in. Hit number one is the line. I am definitely not going to sit here and criticize anybody that says they prefer the real thing over it, because I definitely 100% unequivocally prefer the real thing. But I'm a guy, and like I said, the for us, it's just like one way to really masturbate. Like, there is no... Unless, or you can get the girl to do it for you, but even still, it's like a stroke that you just kind of like master, so she ain't gonna really be able to really hit it right. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, she make it play with it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Give it a couple tugs, but I'm like, okay, go ahead and put my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like for real. Like, that's how I am with it. You know what I'm saying? I really can't. It really don't feel good to me when it's shit. You know, like, because there's like a certain way you gotta do it, and it's like a certain way you gotta be done, and I've been doing it like that since I was fucking 11. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you done mastered it.
Yeah, I mastered it. It's my thing. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, since guys only have the one way, you guys got a whole store full of shit, and we only got one freaking way. No, all these geniuses coming up with all this
shit.
Quit
looking at me like that on that camera. I see you.
Everybody, if y'all, for those of y'all don't know, I'm broadcasting live via Ustream, so you can also watch me do my broadcast live on the show, live video of what I'm doing. See me. So go to my Facebook page. If you know about the Facebook page, go to my Facebook page, then find the link to the Ustream, or just put in Ustream. That's the letter U, Ustream. You know what I'm saying? Ustream.com, and then just hit a search for Blizzom or K100 Radio. And then you can find our station, and then go ahead and click on it if you got access to the computer right now. And it's a pretty new technology. This is only the third show I've actually had a chance to do it with. Feel me? And it's really, really super duper difficult trying to get it up and running right about now, because I, like I said, one of my computers went down, so I'm only able to use one computer. So I'm broadcasting via Ustream and via Blog Talk Radio, and trying to work everything like one screen, and it's very, very, very difficult. That's why I don't have my sound effects up. I had to pick and choose my poison. I want sound effects or the Ustream, and I prefer to have the Ustream. But anyway, back to you, Keith. Now, you said you do masturbate now, and you don't like, of course, you said you don't like.
I tried it twice. I did it two, maybe three times, but I just don't like it.
Okay. When you tried it, what did you do? What did you do? Did you use your hand? Did you use a toy?
I had a bullet.
A what?
A bullet.
Okay. Because we got a lot of people on the line. 347-934-0966. Maybe we can help Key out tonight, ladies. Listen, I don't have a vagina. I don't got a pussy. I can help her, but not help her in this person. I'm not an expert in that skill per se. You know what I mean? I believe
I'm not focusing hard enough. Maybe I need to focus or something. I mean,
no.
But it's just,
if anybody's on the line, if you got any suggestions,
and then
it
always slips out of my hand.
See, okay, everybody, listen. She said her thing always slips out of her hand. Ladies, you know one that has kung fu grip. So they make them with the kung fu grip. And the same thing, I don't know. I'm just trying to help my homegirl out. You know what I'm saying? Live on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? I'm trying to help my own girl out. Because she said that, first of all, she's in the bottom 2% of the human race. Because I said at the beginning of the show, I read a stat, and the stat was true. 98%
of human beings.
I mean, I believe you because I had a lot of friends. They did it all the time. I mean, they used to be telling me ways to do it, but I'm just like, I just never saw the point of it myself. And then if I couldn't get it,
No, what do you mean you don't understand the point of masturbation?
I mean, I know the ultimate point, but if you wanna bust one, go get somebody and they can, you know.
Listen, we understand that everybody would like to go and get their fuck on, preferably, but it's times when you just can't do it. Time don't permit.
I don't know about any of those times.
What do you mean? So every time
So if I can't, I'll just wait. I'd rather just not do it.
But what if you really want to? When you just can't? Say you got you got the kids here, you feel me? And you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no babysitter, you can't see, and your boyfriend is not here or whatever, you know?
I just never been that hard pressed to catch a nut, though. If I can't wait like another day or a couple of hours or something, I just wait. I guess I just block it out or something. I don't know.
You block it out?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, so you said you used, what did you use? You never did tell me what you used. You used a bullet.
I used a bullet, but it slipped. So maybe I need to get something bigger because, you know, it was too much, you know, slipperiness. And so it kept popping out of my hand.
It was too slippery, so it kept slipping out. It was slipping out of your hand. You ain't doing something right, lady.
What you mean?
Hold on.
Slip out. You know what I'm saying? When you got that Aquafina, what you want me to say?
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. 347-934-966. Key having a hard time. Having a hard time masturbating, y'all.
Maybe I need to get a rabbit. I do know what those are. Maybe I need to get one of those.
It keeps slipping out of her. It keeps slipping out of her hand.
It's a trap.
I'm just saying. It's a serious problem. This is not funny. K100 is meant to help. This is a public service show.
I don't know if I'm really trying to get into it, though.
What? What'd you say?
I don't know if I'm really just trying to get into it like that, really.
What you mean? You don't know what you're trying to... Why would you
cost like $100.
But I'm just saying, that's an investment. You a chick. Where y'all be going to them damn... You be going to them little... what you call them parties where y'all...
I've been to one toy party.
Toy parties. I know they got... What they call them? It's a name for them anyway. Y'all all get together and come, you know, be around, and y'all just pass around, and y'all look at toys and talk. Y'all like talk about how this would work, which one worked the best. I know y'all had these motherfuckers because I used to be in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah, they have them. I watch
them on TV.
They
were hosted at my career, but you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Fellas, I want all my fellas on the line. I got a lot of people on the line. I don't know if they're guys or what. You feel me? I got some information.
And they
numbers.
Do.
Hit the phone.
They do make things for men too. They got little fake coochies out there.
Nah. Fuck that. Oh, I need my sound effects, man. It's driving me fucking berserk not having my sound effects. You feel me? Because, no, fuck that. All these, there ain't the blow up dolls and all that. Look, fuck all that. That's not the same thing. You feel me?
Those are like a silicone coochie.
Nah,
they got a little suction things that like eject you off.
That's you a weirdo motherfucker if you got one of those motherfuckers. You ain't. That's the thing. Because just a
you said women can have all this other stuff, and you can. I'm like
that's
a weirdo because I don't, and I don't want to use them either. I don't want to use all this stuff either because I'd rather just.
But this stuff has been around for y'all for a long
but
time.
But they have not made anything that can simulate a tone. I need a tone.
Okay.
They gonna put something with some like little ridges or something like buds, and I need some wet. I mean, if they made one that can simulate a mouth, I'm all in. All
right. You know, you and this fascination for faces is really, you might be a little tad bit out of control. You might be a tad bit out of control. I don't know.
I'm not.
All right. Look. Okay. So
maybe
I'm
somebody can help me out tonight. I will be listening. I'm taking out advice. You know, I'm open minded to hear what the ladies have to say.
The first caller said a rabbit. So you got obviously there is a difference between a rabbit and a bullet.
I know what a rabbit is. I've seen them.
Okay.
They look really interesting, but they also look kind of bulky. So it's like, and $100, yeah, how about I just take you out to dinner and get you drunk and give me some dick? How about that?
Right, exactly. I did not, you know what? No, I bet your boyfriend, your man or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And all the fellas on the line, 347-934-0966. I want to know from the fellas because basically, see, us and the fellas, we don't have this kind of conversation because we basically only got one way to fucking masturbate. It's only one way we can fucking do it. So I ain't got to get into this whole conversation with them. But I will ask the fellas, do you feel kind of funny or do you feel a way about your girl masturbating? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? And all the ladies on the line, you know what I mean? Do you let your man, like, does your man get mad that you masturbate? Does he have a problem with it? Because I know some dudes like, man.
A lot of men like to watch.
Some dudes do and some dudes don't. So all the guys that call into the show tonight, that's what I'm going to ask. Like, do you get mad and shit when your girl be playing with herself and shit? Or do you be like, shit, let me help you out? You know what I'm saying? Get into it and help her. You feel me? Some dudes don't like their girls doing it. I'm telling you, man. I, you know what I'm saying? It's dudes that don't like it. So that's
they ain't
got to
worry about me. They ain't got to worry about me. I'll be like, baby, you can come on and do this thing
right.
For me. I'll play with it while you licking it.
Right. But I'm saying, though, I'm going to ask the guys, you feel what I'm saying? Do they masturbate? You feel me? But I mean, every guy. You feel me?
Every guy I've ever known, they did it.
Hell yeah, we do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even when we got a girlfriend and we can, it don't matter. Like sometimes, nigga, we just like beating our shit. Fuck it. Just for no fucking apparent reason. We could have beat his ass pussy like yesterday. It don't matter. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? They just hit. I mean, I don't really do it as often, you know what I'm saying, as I did when I was fucking a teenager before I really started getting pussy. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, you got, and some guys. Like, dudes don't have a lot of girls and shit. Of course, they're going to beat off boys and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because they ain't got no girlfriend and they can't get no pussy a lot. You feel me? But, I mean, of course, them guys do. But even guys who got girls, who got a wife, whatever, beat that shit. Just tell us the time. All right, keep staying on the line. I'm going to go. I have another caller raise my hand when you said something. So I'm going to go back to her. And maybe she can
okay.
Give advice.
Yeah, let her.
All right, I'm going to go to the 269 first. Then. Hold on. Now, I'm coming to you, but hold on. 404, you raised your hand when Keith said something about need some help. 404-429.
Yeah. No, she was saying the rabbit costs like $100. Uh-huh. No, to go to Starship or Insurrection.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know where they all are. And
uh-huh.
They have a wall. And now all of them cost $100. I wouldn't pay $100. I mean, I got a hand. If I really want to do it, I don't need to pay $100 for it. But the one that I do have was more like $13, $14, and it's smaller than your palm. So it works for a quick fix. And you have to have, like, your imagination working for you. When you're already there,
now
it's work off, but... I'm kind of like a dude in that I'm visual, so I can
think
about something and see something, and that'll work for me. So,
what do you think about when you do it? What do you think about when you masturbate? What you be thinking about? What kind of shit do you be envisioning? You feel me? Everybody listen to the show. You can be remain nameless when I come to your line. You be like, don't say my fucking name. You know what I'm saying? And I won't say your name. Feel me? But I know some motherfuckers might be on here, might be goddamn married and be thinking about another motherfucker. I'm thinking about dick tails and one of the mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of freaky shit. But what you think about when you're doing it?
I just use good sex, good flashbacks. Whoever I had good sex with, when I had good sex, whatever. I use that for my inspiration.
Inspiration. You be thinking about the throwback dick, basically. I know, I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on. Before everybody listens to this, everybody watch me and you be straight up, I'm telling you right now. I know for a fact, even if you're in a relationship with somebody, that ain't the only goddamn person to take when you fucking get off. You don't even fucking, I'll fucking murk you dead on the fucking show tonight if you say that shit tonight, because I know this shit ain't true. You feel me? You can love the hell out your wife, husband, whatever, but when it comes down to masturbating, what the shit go to your motherfucking mind, it's like, it ain't gonna be about that. You wanna think about whatever the fuck you wanna think about. You know what I'm saying? You fantasize or just
call or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Some people
decide about an artist, anything you want. You
right,
do whatever
right,
you
right.
want.
Right. Now, I think he, and I'm going to stick down right now in the next minute. I think he said that she have a hard time imagining. So that might be the thing with her. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's tricky. You gotta master the imagination and then master what you're doing at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? It's got to have the flashbacks and that shit. You feel me? But at the same time, you gotta damn be keep the motherfucker, you know what I mean? If you a chick, you gotta keep the shit in the right spot. And for guys, it's easily. Basically, you just get the motherfucking stroke and you good. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And you know, just have your visual going on in your brain. You feel what I'm saying? But hey, everybody coming to the show, you can remain anonymous tonight, but I would like to ask you, what the fuck do you really be thinking of when you be masturbating? Man, you were over episode. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Flip, and thanks for everybody for tuning into the show. My lines are filling up. 347-934-0966. I want everybody. All right, stay on the line. Don't you go nowhere. I'm going to come back to you. I got to stay on the line if you can, long as you can. All right.
All right.
So I'm going to the next caller real quick. I want to make sure I get to all my callers tonight. I don't want anybody to have to hang up on me. All right, we're going to the 269. Caller, what's going on, caller?
What's up? You got a crazy topic. Yeah. But I was going to tell Key, the bullet
is
bullshit.
The bullet is bullshit?
To me, the bullet is bullshit. It don't work. I tried it. It was a bunch of hype. So tell her she ain't alone in that one. It just didn't work. But I was going to tell her, like old girl said, all the rabbits don't cost $100. Starship, Insurrection, AdamandEve.com. You can find them for the low low. Go on, get you. Try that out. See if it works.
Try the rabbit out, huh?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a rabbit and a bullet? Hey, fellas, I'm giving y'all some game, man. I'm giving y'all game because these damn ladies, they fucking, some of these motherfuckers cheat on you, literally cheat on you with shit after you leave. And you think you done beat down the sheen bus for one night, she break that motherfucker out and they get FOMO. Goddamn it, on her own. I'm just saying. But go ahead. So,
it's basically a dick with a little rabbit on there for the clit stimulator, and they got different ones that got pearls in them. Now, see, the bullet sits in, they have a version of the bullet that sits in the little rabbit, or they have other little animals that do the clit stimulation, and they vibrate, they rotate, they do all kind of shit depending on how much you want to pay. So that's what's better about it, because you feel like, you know, you got the dick feel, then you got the clit stimulation too, and like I said, it rotates, some of them go up and down.
Whoa. I need fucking damn it, man. Anyway. Whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
You said you got the dick on it and the clit. So basically you got the dick part in you and then the other part on your clit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. How often do you masturbate? It sounds like you're a pro at this. I'm just saying that you've been doing this for.
Really?
When did you start? Because one of my other caller said, you feel me? She didn't start until she was 30, and she only did it twice. I'm like, okay, maybe that's why you don't like it, because you haven't mastered it. You haven't been practicing it like most people have since fucking elementary or junior high. When did you start masturbating?
I honestly didn't start masturbating until I was in my late teens. I heard other people talk about it. I tried it. It just didn't do shit for me at the time. And then I had to figure out, you know, okay, I need some visuals. I got to imagine some shit. And then when, you know, I start getting into toys and all that shit, that helped a lot too.
Oh, okay. Well, you did start. You kind of started the 2%, because the study that I cited at the beginning, it said 98% of human beings masturbate in some shape or form before they hit puberty. Of course, in your late teens, you've hit puberty. You well to puberty. You feel what I'm saying? So you're a little bit different. You're actually outside of the 2% of what the study said. You feel what I'm saying? But it's all
right.
So let me ask you this right here. All right. You said when you started. You feel what I'm saying? Do you like it more than sex? Which do you prefer? Okay, my bad. Because you got all these damn freaking that say they fucking shit. They got their dildo treat. They're better than the goddamn, feel better than any dick. And you know what I'm saying? Because it's battery operated. and it don't get soft, and you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Don't get tired. You feel me? So, I mean, you know, someone said they can actually bust up.
I'm just asking. I feel you, but I just like sex. I mean, if I had a choice, I'm going to take sex up. And I mean, that's just what it is. I like that body to body, you know, all of that touching, you know. You can't, a vibrator can't rub on you, you know, you know, hey, it just ain't gonna do it. It can't kiss on you, can't, you know, it can't do all of that. It can get you where you need to go if you're in a pinch, but it can't do all
right.
The extra. Oh,
okay.
You said something about a tongue. They got a tongue. You don't get wet. You probably gotta get some lubricant, but they do have a battery operated tongue.
They have a battery. They got a battery operated. They trying to just X out, fellas. They trying to kill us. They killing us over here, man. They're trying to X us all the way out, man, fellas. You hear this shit? K100 Internet Radio. They got a battery operated fucking tongue, man. They're trying to X us out, fellas. They're trying to make us obsolete. They can't make us obsolete. Y'all still need us. Fuck that. All right. So, have you had a man get upset about masturbating? You ever had a boyfriend that's like, man, I don't like that shit? You feel me?
Yeah, I had an ex that did not like, you know, at first, you know, we went to the store, we got the little stuff, he was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, did it for him, you know, masturbate, whatever, because I was like, okay, we're going to do this, and after that, he was like, hell no, don't you do that shit, you need to throw that shit away, no, I don't know if he felt intimidated or what, but after that, he was like, no.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. Now, for real, I'm bullshit. I know. I'm saying. I personally don't give up. You know what I'm saying? My chick, whatever. Just long as this conversation, long as when I say I'm ready to get it in, and you be like, nah, man, I'd rather do that. When you start cutting me off to do that, now we got a more problem. You can do it all the fuck you want to in between when I'm ready to get some pussy. When I'm ready to do it, you know what I'm saying? Your ass better not give a fuck with you, but send that motherfucker. And then I come in the fucking room and I'm ready to fuck. You finna bust a couple more, goddammit, period, blank. Or then we gonna have a problem. But personally, I really wouldn't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Now let me ask you this. When he got mad about that, he said you need to put away or whatever, he got mad. What did you have? Did you have like a 13-inch dildo and he got like a 4-inch dick? Like a 4? What man gonna, man? I'm a few motherfucking ways about that. Of course I don't have a 4-inch dick, I'm just saying. If I had a 4-inch dick and you got a 13-inch dildo, yeah, I might feel fucking funny about you breaking that motherfucking out and fucking using it right in front of me. You know what I'm saying? That's obviously a slash, and you just fucking stabbing me in the heart and killing my fucking pride, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even mash up. You know what I'm saying? So, what I'm just saying, because you said he got mad. What did you have that made him mad?
I just had a dildo that we both, you know, we went to the store, we did this together, this was something we was going to do, had the little dildo, it was normal, average size, it had water in it, supposed to be for a more natural feel, and it vibrated when you put batteries in it. Hell, I don't know if he thought I was making some faces that I didn't make with him, I don't know, but he just got straight.
He probably was like really super all into it and fucking what's up and
it was his idea. I was like, okay, we gonna, you know, I'm gonna do this for you, because I had done it by myself. But yeah, now obviously one of his.
Well, he wanted to do it though.
Right, he wanted, like, he had asked me, do I do it? And I was like, yeah, you know, and he was like, well, I want to see it. I was like, okay, so, you know, hey.
Yeah, that's what that was about. He didn't realize just how much that shit good. He didn't realize, fellas, if you own a line, I got like a lot of people on my phone line. It's like, you motherfuckers tonight are just sick. I would not kill you motherfuckers if I had my sound effects loaded up today. You better be glad. Because there's a whole bunch of people sitting on my damn phone line. I'm looking at my screen and y'all ain't saying shit. I told you I'm going to remain nameless. If you 347-934-0966. You know what I'm saying? Just hit the number one. I just say the first three of your shit. I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? My show getting popular, so now it's like people can recognize people voices. You know what I'm saying? So now, more people, the more popular my show get, the side effect of this shit is people like, oh, we got a lot of people listening now. They don't want to say too much. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a good and bad thing with getting more popular, but they like, well, you know, a lot of people, I heard such a thing listening. You know what I'm saying? Co-workers, right. All kind of fucking shit, so it's kind of like fucking me up a little bit for interacting, because I see a lot of familiar numbers, and they kind of hush hush on a low. All right, but it's all good. I'm gonna keep you the name will be show tonight. Coming to the next call, 850, you next. Before I leave, what do you think about it? What do you think? You, 269. Yeah. What do you think about when you... What do you think about...
What do I think about?
Yeah,
good sex I've had. Somebody, like, if I'm in a relationship and he ain't around, some, you know, I might think about him if I want to be with him. Just, I mean, sometimes I watch porn, so if I'm watching porn, I might think about the dude that's in the porn.
Damn! You think about the dude in the flick? When you watch porn, you think about the dude that's actually in the flick fucking.
Hey, I might, you know, you got to use your imagination. I'd be like, I might, like, okay, wonder what that would be like.
I'm thinking that you have to have a, I think people that don't have good imagination, those are the people who don't get off as much when they masturbate. Because you do gotta imagine, unless you got porn, like you said, unless you got some porn, or, you know, you got your own footage of shit of yourself fucking that you can put back to yourself, you feel me? Like, if you film yourself fucking somebody before and you go back and look at it, of course that could actually turn you on, that you were there, you remember it, you feel what I'm saying? But not many people are there. So you do gotta kinda have an imagination and shit, you know what I'm saying? I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Just using some plastic or whatever, just laying there just thinking that's gonna get you off, that's not gonna do it. You got to think about something. Psych yourself up. You got to get in the mood. So if you ain't got no imagination, just some little plastic toy or whatever the hell you using ain't gonna work.
Exactly. All right. So just kind of, I'm really just trying to see, you know what I'm saying, how you answer all the basic questions. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? How often do you do it? What do you think about when you do it? You feel what, you know what I'm saying? When you masturbating, what you think about and all that shit. You feel me?
Right.
347-934-0966. Episode 60. You dig? We're talking about manual override. That's the name of the show. Sorry, everybody that's tuning in and everybody's used to me killing people with the sound effects and everything. I had one of my computers go down today, and the one that controls my sound effects went down. So I got to get that thing repaired. So I don't have any sound effects today. Sorry, everybody. But we've been having a great show anyway. We got a lot of calls on the line, and we're talking about masturbation. Guys and girls. Now, like I said, guys, we fellas, it's just fucked up for us, and I'm going to the 850X right now. It's fucked up, and I feel really cheated. You know what I'm saying? Because they keep coming up with all these new different things and shit for fucking women, and they never bring no new shit out for us. You feel me? But women got 1,100 whole stores dedicated to fucking masturbating for their motherfucking ass. And so, of course, women like to masturbate more because they got all these trinkets and contraptions and shit to help their ass out. We don't have that shit. All we got is, once again, Five Finger Susie. Same bitch. And whatever. What the fuck ever. And so, ladies, before I go on and go to the next caller, I just want y'all to understand that's why we like to get different pussy, I think, a little bit more than y'all. I think some of y'all, when y'all be like, oh, you can just goddamn, you know, when your boyfriend going or whatever, and it's easy for y'all to just be faithful and not cheat on him. You feel what I'm saying? And just, you know, play with yourself or whatever until he come back out of town or whatever. I think that's easier for y'all to do than us. Because y'all got so many fucking options and ways to do the shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. This is K100 Radio. I'm the host, Blitz. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. Thanks everybody for deciding to speak to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's my third show. You know what I'm saying? Having a little technical difficulties with my sound effects. But other than that, everything's a go. Now, like I said, I really think that we are at a very distinct advantage. And I think that may have something to do with why dudes do like to fuck around a little bit more. That's just, I mean, it ain't the only thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying, I think that's just one added extra thing. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You said you use a rabbit, and you basically covered the camera. All right, I'm going to go to the next call. Stay on the line, though, and listen. And hit the number one. Like, hit the number one. If I say something that you like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Just click that number one, let me know you want to holler at me. You feel me? Right now, I'm going to the 850. 850, what's popping?
Hey.
What's going on? Thank you. I can't applaud you today, but sound effects now. What's going on?
chilling. I'm good.
All right, so first question. Gotta ask you, do you masturbate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, second question. Do you like masturbating more than you like actually having sex?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, okay, okay. That's good. That's good. We, you know what I'm saying? What you think about with your master?
What do I think about?
Yeah, what you think about? What's going through your brain?
What's going through my brain? Experiences that I've had. That's what's going through my... I think about nice men and nice-looking bodies and special tricks that we all do and things like that.
So you don't think about, like, no weird shit like, you know, one dude fucking you from the back while you sucking the other one dick, some shit that you probably never really did, but you fantasize about? You don't think about you don't think about shit that you never done but fantasize about?
Yes, but that's not one of the things that I think about.
Well, do tell the people. Tell the people, please. What is it that you be fantasizing and be thinking about that you haven't done?
Oh, my goodness. What do I think about? Like, having sex at my job and things like that and on balconies and nice little places.
Oh, okay, okay. You ever thought about another chick?
No.
A lot of women, say that they think about fucking with another chick like that, but they not gay, so they would never really do it. But they think about it when they masturbate. I'm just asking. You know what I'm saying? I forgot one of my main questions. I go back and touch everybody's line who's already asked me that. I see that y'all still on the air. My bad. I go back and ask everybody this question again. I open your line back up. But do you think that you say that you celibate and you're not gonna have sex? If you masturbate, you feel like you really celibate? Because you actually masturbate, you actually busting a nut. You're really not celibate.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I feel like if you're not having sex with another person, then you're still celibate. Because I think being celibate means that you're saving yourself for, you know, your special person or whatever your reasons are. But that's what being celibate to me is about, not necessarily not having sex.
Right, right, but you're having sex. First of all, let's clear. Masturbation is a form of sex. It's just sex with yourself.
It is. Right. But I mean, and that's why, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I feel like I'm celibate. But I mean, if I need to get my rocks off, I'm gonna go do that. I'm not gonna go do it with just any old random person. But if I need to go, you know, in my bedroom and open up the drawer and see what's in my goodie bag, I might have to do that.
Well, it is in your goodie bag. While we're at it. What do you have in the goddamn nightstand? What you got in there? What you be using? What you got?
Oh, my goodness. I have this thing. It's called a G-spot stimulator. It's excellent.
A what now?
It's a G-spot stimulator. It looks almost like a spoon. It's awesome. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird looking, but it's really nice.
Fellas, let me put y'all up on game. You know what I'm saying? I'm for real. Fellas, she said that she has a G-spot stimulator, and it's the bomb. See, listen, fellas, everybody that listens to the show, I got like 20 people on the line almost, and I don't know how many of these goddamn callers are fucking women or how many of them ain't guys. I really don't see a straight-up guy number I recognize, but I'm pretty sure some of these motherfuckers do. And these motherfuckers acting like, I'm putting y'all up on game. You hear these motherfucking ladies. We only have one lady so far who said they really don't get it in with the goddamn masturbation. You feel me? And we done been told about rabbit bullets, and now we got the G-spot simulator. We already been told they got an actual mouth. A fucking mouth. A tongue.
Yes. Tongue.
Fuck, man. They trying to... Fellas! Alright? Just saying. You might want to know about this shit. You got them ladies be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. And she be like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? She bad at you and she don't, you know, pussy for a month. Then you want a goddamn stalker ass say she's fucking somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And she good. They always good. We never have this option. That's why we cheat. That's why we do other shit. Because, once again, pay attention. If I had my sound effects, you'd hear the air horns right now. We only have the same manual shit that we've been using. These motherfuckers right here.
But someone that I was with before, he had this thing that he actually, well, I got it for him from one of the little toy parties, and it's like a little tube thing, and you put it on your penis, and you use that, and it helps you to jack your little fuck or whatever. You put a little lube in it, it's got little prickly fingers in it, and it does little special things for you.
Yeah, I'd actually kill you right now for buying that for him.
I know, but I'm saying.
But I can't, you know what I'm saying? So, how? God damn it, you know what I'm saying?
Look, pal.
It's the same, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? See, I think because y'all have click, you feel me? We just got our dick, that's it. We just got tight, that's pretty much it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, it's that or bust. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Is that a bust? So I think that's why we had a distinct disadvantage. I'm coming down to the lineup and ask a couple of more calls. One more question. You feel me? One more question. And I'm gonna go into a song real quick, and then I'm gonna come back to the lines because I gotta step out the room real quick. But let me ask you this before I go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a man get mad at you about that? Or get mad at you about you masturbating?
No.
No?
No.
You never had a man? You never had a man be like, man, fuck that. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel kind of way, feel a little ways about you beating off and shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you never had that?
No, I've never had that.
Okay, I'm just asking. Fellas, if you're on the line, 347-934-966, get at me, let me know. All right? I'm coming to 44563, and I'm coming back to one of my other earlier calls after the song. I'm finna go ahead and spin right now. You feel me? Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. I'm minus my sound effects for killing me tonight, y'all. One of my computers went down. My sound effects minus my sound effects. Sorry, but I have an alternative right here. I didn't have time to set it up to get it at the last second. All right. So, but we're gonna go ahead and go into the song, and everybody, please stay on the line. But I gotta spin this music. All right. This is my homeboy AK undressing. You dig? Right here on tape, 400 minute radio, still teach me with me.
Yeah,
I see what
you just don't know what I got on my mind right now, you know what I'm talking about? I
stand by, I'll be right back.
Let me undress. Just girl, I'm feeling good, too, you know what I'm saying? I got my partner with me. He got his partner with him, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. All right, we're back. Oh, you know what? I think y'all probably could hear everything that I was just saying because, again, I'm working with another mic. So, yeah, pretty much y'all pretty much everything that I was just saying. Yeah, this show has been crazy for me. Well, I actually talked to everybody that's on Ustream in between while I'm playing the song. So for those of y'all that's looking at me on Ustream, I was talking to y'all, but I think I still had to show my mic activated because I only got one screen now when I'm used to having two. Yeah, pretty much made it all the way. Blue that, Blizzard! Jeez, what are you going to do about it? K100 Internet Radio, man. Welcome back to the show, you dig? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? And episode 60 tonight, we're talking about manual override, a.k.a. masturbation. Want to welcome everybody that's just now tuning in to the show. I know a lot of people, they all calling back now. I think everybody who calls the show on the phone line, I think pretty much they always hang up and call back to me before it comes to the phone. It was really meant to be listening on the internet for the most part. You really supposed to just call the show to actually just talk, not just listen. So some people don't have the internet, so I appreciate the show. The love and support for the show. Either way, you can do it, whether you're on the internet or the phone. So if you have to just hang up while the music's playing because it's a little bit distorted, call back. It's all good. I still appreciate it. I got no problem with that. Everybody's calling back. 347-934-096 is the show. It's the show number to call in and talk to me tonight. Feel me? Having a hell of a different time tonight, you know what I'm saying? With my other computer down. It's just catching hell. You feel me? If I had my co-host here, he could probably run into one of the other crap from having to do at the same time. But my co-host, D-Rex, has some stuff to do, so he couldn't be here. So I got it by myself. You know what I'm saying? We got to run a tight, complicated show. You know, a little bit different. All right. Anyway, going back to the line. Hold on, I'm gonna open up the line. I'm not gonna name her name. Casey, you want to remain nameless? Let's talk about the first man topic. So, I got my show. That show that. 90. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, go ahead.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you, go ahead.
Oh, because you was blinking in and out. So, look, how everybody get to be nameless but me?
Well, actually,
it's okay. You know, I'll give a damn.
Right. The only reason why I said that because you just call in somebody, you got a distinct voice, and people pretty much know who you are this point.
Yeah,
you're
it's fine.
They actually know who you are. I can't do anything about that at this point. You, Keisha L., yeah, y'all pretty much can't be anonymous anymore. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Ever on it. So y'all pretty much, they know who y'all are. People know who y'all are. All right, so, but you hit number one. What did you want to say? Did you hear the girl say that they actually have some shit to simulate?
Yeah, I heard that, but I don't think it's the same. Because you can't really direct it. You can't, But I think, too, since you're right, I probably don't like because I don't have much of an imagination. So.
Okay. Now, you said that the imagination factor is, that's pretty key in this whole conversation. You feel me? Because everybody's talking about what they picturing in their mind, and I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, everybody else is listening on the line, listening out there in www.world, you got to have kind of sort of like an imagination.
I don't have much of an imagination. I was laying there thinking, like, you know, this really don't feel the same.
Right.
And as far as the celibacy, I'm like, if I got to think about you doing that, I'm just going to call you.
You know, you're missing the whole point of that thing. You're missing the beauty of the thing. It's convenience of it. It's just... It's not about. We know every chick on this line that the ones that I do know personally. All of y'all are pretty attractive women. You feel what I'm saying? So I know y'all no problem getting no dick sometimes, every now and again. Why? because I just fucking can. Because it's right here, and it's right now, and I'm gonna get up. I could just be fucking just roll over, and I ain't gotta even make no effort to do nothing. I can just get it in. Takes about 5 minutes, and I'm done.
Well, I might try to go buy a rabbit or something. I might give it a try, you know, just to see, and try to think about something really, really good. And because when I did try it, I had to watch some porn, to, you know. But
well, I mean,
that got old quick.
Right. Well, that's actually the best way though. That's the best stimulation, because you really don't have to use so much imagination. You just basically look it. Then you can pretty much concentrate, you know what I'm saying, on the manual side of it.
Well, maybe I just have to make my own tape and then go from there.
Right.
Watch on my own
exactly.
activities.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I give it a try. You know, I try almost anything once, almost anything. I give
all
it a try.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm no stranger to Starship, but I give it a try.
All right, we're gonna get ready to go to Veronica McNair. Hold on. But Miss V, hold on a second. I got somebody that I never seen before, so I'm gonna try and get to this new caller real quick. I'm coming to you. What's going down? Oh no, I know who this is. 718, what's popping?
What's good, player?
Man, shit, man. I got a wild show going on tonight. Wild show.
I was listening on the computer. I said, man, I got to call in now.
Yeah, you hear these women, man, off the chain, man. I told you, man, they already got the unfair advantage on this dog, but they got all these traps and shit geared towards helping their ass get off, masturbate by themselves to the point they don't even need a nigga half the time. You feel what I'm saying? They got them.
They need a nigga. I don't care how much they play with themselves, what kind of toys they got, they need a nigga, because all the toys that y'all got, y'all can't feel that heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Heartbeat. All right. It makes you feel so weak. You gotta feel that heartbeat. And for the fellas, if you out there getting it in, remember the hand is always tighter than the pussy.
Ultimate control. I would give you some applause, nigga, but you know you've been listening to my damn sound effect on the computer now. So check this out. Have you ever had? Do you care if your chick like masturbate? Does that bother you and shit? Do you like? Do you feel a way about that shit? That's the main question I want to ask.
Hell no, because, like, I like that part, because after I finish, you know what I mean, I be needing a timeout, so while I'm smoking my cigarette or puffing my ass, she can work it out, and I can pick up where the motherfucking toy left off.
Exactly. I got no problem whatsoever with my chick using her toy or matter, whatever. It's whatever, man. It's cool.
Yo, but can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
When a dude is there and the ladies do that, do that mean that y'all need two niggas?
I don't know. So you saying if the dude is there and she still do it, does that mean she need two dudes? She want to feel like double stimulation? Does she want that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Now, I tell you one thing. I know some chicks who love, like, give me head and then play with the goddamn toy. You feel me? I'm like, shit, you really want
that? Yo, it feel better because you be getting the vibrations in their mouth. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Because I know a lot of ladies, they be like, nah, I don't want to fuck two people at the same time. But then, like, you have that same chick, she'll, like, give you head and be playing with her pussy at the same time while she's giving you head, like, or, like, playing with the dildo and shit. You feel me? While she's sucking your dick. She likes sucking, like, she want to try both of them. Basically, you basically doing it right now. I'm just saying, ladies.
Watch out for them ladies that take them hour-long showers, fellas. If your water bill is high, beware, because they in there getting it popping with the shower head. Trust me.
Exactly. So, all right, I'm going to ask all the fellas this one right here. How old was you, dog, when you started beating off?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I think it went back to, like, I think I seen that joint, it was a porno movie back in the day called Black Taboo. That shit, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just sent the nigga to the moon. I was in the club then. Anybody that say that they're rocking like that, they full of shit.
They full of shit, man. You feel me? We had one chick who said she didn't even try that shit till she was fucking 30. And then I'm like, because you ain't mad. She said she don't like it. I'm like, well, you know, you start late. You ain't mastered that shit like the average person. Like, the average person can goddamn get themselves off in under 5 minutes quick. Like, it's nothing, because we've been doing this shit for fucking ever. You know what I mean? So it's
that
like...
That caller is full of it. They've been rocking since they knew it. Trust me,
ain't
gonna...
Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
The lady, hey, man, and she have a menstruation or something like that. She start knowing shit down there is working. So in due time, I know she's going to experiment. She might not have knew what she was doing, but she was doing it.
I'm going to let you ask her.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
What's
hold
up,
on.
Game? What's yeah. going on, game?
What's up? What's
up? I never did, really. I mean, y'all make me feel so weird. Like I'm just missing out on something, but I never had the desire to do it. I don't know. Maybe since I started having sex early or something, I don't know.
Well, was you leaning on the washing machine on spin cycle?
No, but this girl did tell me about that. She was like, yeah, you get on the washing machine on the spin cycle. I'm like, no, how about I just get on his face and let him spin my, you know.
You always talk about them.
Taking rides on people's bikes all the time.
Yeah, you can do that too. But like when I went horseback riding, somebody was like, oh yeah, they said that feels good to women. That didn't feel good to me. Like, no. Like, I'm going to try. I'm going to buy a different toy because they said the bullets are bull. So I'm going to try some different toys and see if I can get more into it. But as of right now, I'm just not that into masturbating.
Try.
It's a waste of juice. Waste of my juices.
And try some icy hot.
Icy hot. That's how I could hurt.
Nah, it's still good.
Real try. I could test my put some ice in their hot mouth and then do it.
Alright, put some energy on it. That's good too.
Yo, actually, if you give chicks some head or some shit, you know, some face with a peppermint or some shit like that, you feel me? Or a cough drop? That's the same. Yeah, that shit kind of actually does work though. I tried it. All right, Keith.
All right.
All right, gang. Let me go to this next caller, man.
All right.
All right. Veronica McFreaking Nair.
What's up, man?
What's going down?
I messed my heads up. I was looking. I was like, well, I didn't get my message for the show, so I
no,
just
because,
called.
You know what? No. I didn't even have time to do text because I got hit at the last minute with one of my computers not turning on. I went to turn it on and get ready for the show, and it didn't want to come on, and that's why you don't hear any sound effects tonight, and I'm just all fucked up over that whole shit because that's like one of my main computers, so whatever, I got to kick out to get that fixed. I got to get that done ASAPleton, so that's just some shit that's just, I didn't have time to do my text blast and all that because I was so focused on trying to get that motherfucker up. And obviously, as you can tell, I didn't. So, we don't
know. You know, you're a working man, so you're going to make it do what it do anyway. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to pull the show off, but you know it ain't the K100 show without the sound effects ain't K100. That's all I'm saying.
You know, because I know some folks probably got shot tonight and stuff.
I was pleasantly
surprised. Go ahead.
Okay, but you were pleasantly surprised about what we're talking about because I'm pretty sure I'm almost willing to bet, you know what I mean, that you can pretty much you can give us some insight on this. So before I even got them going any further, first, this is a stupid question for you because you talk about it all the time on the show. But okay, for the purpose of people who never heard Ms. McNair, because I got some new numbers on my line. Okay, do you masturbate?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. You know
yes,
what I'm
I do. Of course.
Enjoy it. You like to do it?
Yeah, it's fun. I'm an early bloomer. I actually started when I was 9.
Damn! 9?
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking freaking me out because my daughter's fucking 9. Okay?
Okay, it was no, but
no,
I'm
a... I'm got a fucking 9-year-old daughter. My daughter's 9.
Okay, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't
be
scared.
I ain't scared. I'm just saying, like,
I was not. It was accidental. It was accidental. I got some soap in my stuff, and it, for some reason, it was just really bad, and I couldn't get the soap out. It was burning, so I turned the faucet on in the tub, so I could try to wash it out. And I stayed under there for a minute, and then I started feeling a little something. I was like, what is that? And I had my first. Yeah, nut at 9 years old. So needless to say, I've been doing it.
You actually busted a nut at 9.
I actually had an orgasm at 9. I've been having orgasms since I was 9.
I would love to applaud you right now Let me go ahead and give you a real one. Because I don't have my side effect. I'm just going to actually fucking clap. The only motherfucker I ever met that was busting nuts at nine. I mean, everybody was still playing high and go get it, and you was full throttle. You was all in.
I already knew. I mean, I started having sex at 15. I mean, but honestly, I wasn't curious or anything about sex, you know, up until, you know, I was about, it was much later, much, much later. I mean, I didn't get freaky until I was, you know, in my teens. But, yeah, so I already knew. I probably was doing what grown women hadn't, you know, experienced. So, yeah.
Wait. Because okay, you had a 5-year, you said you, well, 6 years, you said you started having sex at 15, but you busted your first nut at nine. I mean, normally somebody who starts masturbating that early, they start fucking at like 13 because they already know it's like to bust a nut anyway. So let me ask you this before I even go any further. That whole time between 9 and 15, you was like still masturbating a lot, like making yourself bust nuts all the time, right?
Yeah. Every time I took a bath.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yep, now yep. I'm assuming you have graduated from manual override to dildos, toys, or whatever. So, what kind of outside? Oh, you don't?
The only one I have is this. I got this because I used to get bad cramps in my legs, so I got this little vibrator. It's this monstrous looking thing though, and it's really heavy. So if I'm having like a rough time, I'll use it. And I've tried toys, but I'm not a toy girl. I got my bird finger on my right hand, and she works just fine.
Wow. Now, you a motherfucker. I'm going to tell you right now why you a motherfucker pro. Because a lot of the goddamn women, I know some women who can make themselves bust nuts super quick with their fingers. I've met some. I've dealt with some, and they can get it in. Boom. Boom. Back to back. Back to back with their hand. But for the most part, the ones I know who really just, most women that I actually encounter, if they really want to get it in and really just bust them back to back to back to back like that, you feel what I'm saying? Then they pretty much go for, you know, they go for the toys, like, you know, the dildos or whatever. Not really dildos, you feel me? I think mostly like gay chicks really buy dildos and shit because they want to, like, they don't have a penetration and shit. I know a lot of girls who just have a little clitoris stimulation, and when they want to get fucked, they call their boyfriend or whatever. You feel me? They just have like rabbits or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can bust their nuts and, you know what I'm saying, make themselves come. But when they want some dick, they actually dial up the dick. But women do have both of them. Like that rabbit thing that one of the other callers said, it's like half dildo, half vibrator, half whatever. Y'all fucking got so much shit. But anyway, you said you don't even need all that shit. So what do you think about when you masturbate? Like, what be going on in your head? What it's like?
What be going on in my head?
Yeah.
I used to watch porn with this dude I dated. So sometimes it's like a scene that I especially like from a particular, you know, movie. Or if past fellas that I really enjoyed being with.
All right.
It just depends. Or just I'll just visualize, you know, a penis going in a vagina, you know, kind of thingy. So it just depends.
It's very interesting. I like to ask you, you ever fantasize about doing it with a chick?
I've had dreams about doing it with a chick, which is weird, but I guess so, kind of. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, a lot of, like, the porn that I've seen, like, I mean, I've seen all kinds, so the ones with the women are especially erotic, or kind of, they turn me on more so than the guy banging the daylights out of a girl. That just kind of like, okay, that don't even look like it feel good, so, you know.
Really? You don't like getting pounded when you get fucked?
It depends, but it's like, some of the porn I've seen, it's like, they just been, they, that's all they do is pound, and you know, pounding is fine, but I don't want to start off pounding. And sometimes, it's, you know, sometimes, but not all the time.
Right.
Yeah, especially if he's really big, then that hurts, because,
Hey, everybody different. Some women want you to make it hurt, you dig?
Yeah, I'm not big into pain like that.
Some women get off on the pain.
I mean, pounding, if a guy is kind of short, then he can pound you and it really don't hurt. But I've been pounded by, you know, a guy with a really big thing, and it really, really hurts. I didn't like that too much. So.
Okay. All right. All right. So, what did I ask you? Oh, yeah. Specifically for you, Ms. McNair.
Yes.
Do you think that when you say that you are celibate but you masturbate, are you really celibate? Of course, I know your answer.
My answer is no, because I think having sex, you know, I'm not going to bring the Bible in it, but having sex, you actually have to have a physical person, so no.
You are having sex, you're just doing it with yourself.
I'm, okay, sex with another person, with a penis insertion and all that stuff, you know, with myself.
If you got a deal, though, you insert something in your vagina. It's a penis.
But I don't have a deal. I don't. You know what? Dildos, I feel like they violate. I had one. Somebody bought me one. And I just felt like I would be violating myself. So I didn't use it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'd rather have a real one.
How would using a dildo violate yourself? Well,
it's so weird. I mean, tampons are really small. I know that's gross, but a dildo is, and it was big, and it was black, and it was real black, like coal black. And I was like, I didn't want to use it. I just felt like, ew.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Oh, and that woman, like you say, like when a woman gets herself off while she's doing her guy or whatever. I don't think I've ever really, you know, that I really want another guy back there. I mean, I don't think about it like that, but I do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You suck your guy's dick and then, like, play with yourself. Like,
I'll play with myself, or if he's in there, I'll play with myself, especially when I was expecting. I was horrible. I was like a nympho when I was pregnant, and I
what
had to
mean?
Get it. I had to have it. I would not leave Buddy alone.
But I'm saying, did you masturbate ass? Did you like masturbate?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's like the best.
Hey, I think when chicks get pregnant, it's like y'all sex drive going overdrive. Like,
oh man, and the orgasms are like, whoo.
Yeah, y'all sex drive do go into overdrive for real though. When y'all get pregnant, I don't know what's up with that. Maybe that's some old hormonal scientific fucking shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, no, for real, I'm just saying. I know.
Yeah.
And they like, you know what I'm saying? And then, the bad part about that is, y'all get extra horny, but then y'all really don't look the same, so your guy might be like, I don't know. He might not want to be hitting it as much as he used to. Even though, they say, I can tell you that pregnant pussy actually is a little bit wetter and hotter and tighter. I guess it got something to do with hormones.
It is. I can feel that myself personally. Yeah, it is.
It's a little bit. It stays wetter, gets wet super easy, and it actually stays like hot, like
yeah.
Down there, yeah. Sure. I'm just saying, this is my personal experience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know. All right, but so before I go, I think I could. Oh, one more question. 347-934. 0966. Call into the show if you haven't called in tonight. You feel me? Everything's still a go. I'm sorry to all my people that I didn't get a chance to send out text messages to, and you might have jumped on the line like, what the fuck, homie? I ain't even get a text today. My bad, but I had a last minute technical difficulty with one of my commercials. That's why you don't hear any sound effects. I mean, one of my computers, and that's why you don't hear any sound effects today, because the one that runs that in another part of the show went down on me at the last minute, so I couldn't send out text messages. I'm glad people like Veronica, and I see one other person that doesn't really use the internet that much called me and checked out. And so anyway, appreciate that love and support. By the way, everybody, we are over 4,000 downloads and plays. I know just like a week ago or so, I was telling y'all we had 3,000. Now we over 4,000. So the show is definitely gaining popularity. People are downloading and passing the show around and spreading the word. My phone lines are full. Even though a lot of people are not wanting to talk, I told you I remain decent. The people who name them, naming everybody, these are people who call my show all the time. Everybody already know who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? So if you knew, I'm telling you, I'm just going to say like your first social, area code and be like, all right, can you tell me how you feel about it? 347-934-0966. You feel me? Y'all go ahead and call into the show. You know what I'm saying? And holler at me, man. Let me know what you think about episode 60, manual override. You dig? And what we talking about. Yeah, you like that name? You know how how I got. You got to go on Facebook, V, and read my little write up and shit. How I had it.
Yeah, I
got to
do that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It was one of my better ones. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But yeah. But that's what I'm talking about today. So I want again. Thanks for calling into the show. You feel me?
No
and
problem.
Giving your
no problem.
Thing. Oh yeah. I was gonna ask you before I go to the before I go. Have you ever had a guy who had an issue with you masturbate? Like he get upset, like he felt like you was cheating on him or some shit.
No. I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, the guys that I've been with, I've never been with, like, a square guy in the area of sex. I mean, usually they're kind of kinky, so, nah. No, I've never
You. I mean, that's what you should be with, though. I mean, I don't understand, like, I don't even understand why a dude would really get mad about it. As long as, when I want some pussy, you ain't, like, blow me off for the deal, though. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I don't give a fuck what you do. I actually, because I think women who use toys and all that kind of shit, I think they cheat less. You feel me? Because
yeah.
when they, if for whatever reason they can't get to you or you ain't, or whatever going on, you feel what I'm saying? They'll just break their dildo out before they go fuck a new nigga most of the time anyway. So, like, homie, for real? You know what I'm saying? I suggest all the dudes, I think all the dudes listening to my show, everybody who's listening to the show or who's listening to it after the fact, watching me on YouTube, whatever the fuck, however you getting a hold of this information and this show, I think you really need to understand that it's probably better that your chick do got some masturbation techniques, toys, and shit like that, because, you know, like I said, it'll lessen the chance of her cheat. Even when she mad at your ass, even when she mad at your ass, and y'all have a little falling out of some shit, and she really want to just can't stand your ass, or she even to eat no pussy, she'll put you on the pussy punishment, like y'all like to play games and put niggas on pussy punishment for a month or some shit, even though I don't play them kind of games. Fuck that. That's where my gun sound would come in right there. Yeah. But even still, instead of her going out and getting some new dick, cause she's still the same motherfucker. If y'all used to fuck 5 times a week, then she still, her pussy still getting hot and she want to fuck too, but she has a better chance, you feel what I'm saying, of just playing with the damn dildo or some shit instead of going out and getting some new dick that could actually completely replace your motherfucking ass. So all you dudes who got a problem with your girl playing with herself or using her toys and shit, telling you right now, that's not really what how you should be. That's really going to hurt you more than help you in the long run. You feel what I'm saying? It's a little game I'm giving you niggas from K100 in their videos. You hear all the women on the motherfucking line, they all doing it. They all doing it. Ain't nothing you can do to stop them. Real talk. All right. Thanks for calling the show, B. You feel me?
All right, baby.
All right. Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. Pick the number one if you're on the line. If you got something to say, if you want to holler at me. Got a lot of calls on the line. You feel me? I want to go into a song, but I want to take one more call before I do that, and then take another call before. Oh. Got a brave soul? One brave soul? Oh, this is the regular caller. Can I say your name, Miss?
Oh, you can say my name. You know it's cool.
Hey, Shane, what's happening? I was going to say it anyway, because like you ready to say.
You know what I got to not. Everybody know my voice by now anyway.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? I was just fucking listening. But, real. Okay, so, have you been listening to the show? I see you just kind of dialed in, but you had the
bottom of I logged on to the online, you know what I'm talking about?
So what now?
I said, I logged on online and was, like, listening to you, and I figured out, I said, let me call in. And
Were you watching the Ustream?
I wasn't watching the Ustream, actually. I was just, like,
it's
listening.
It's okay because I had went and figured out a way to let people hear the calls and everything on Ustream and not get on this fucking computer and the fucking computer tripping and everything's just, but I'm still pulling out the show pretty good considering I had to change everything at the last minute. I was talking all the way through one of the damn songs I played earlier, but over them. Anyway,
that's all right.
Moving right along. Do you masturbate?
Yes.
Okay, of course.
You yes.
Fucking grown,
I don't know. I don't know very many women who don't. I mean, honestly, many women in my circles don't.
Listen. You know, Q calls the show every time y'all fool. He is the only woman, and even though I had like 20 people on the line tonight, for real. A lot of people wasn't really talking, but I had like a lot of people on the line tonight. all the ones that did talk, the only one who said she really doesn't do it frequently haven't been doing it for a long time. So it really is rare. That stat that I read, that stat that I read off the rip that said 98% of people masturbate by the time they hit puberty, I really believe that stat.
Yeah, I fall more into that one.
Because I conversate with a lot of people of the opposite sex. You feel what I'm saying? So just in my conversations and dealing with women, because I'm a ladies guy. I talk to dudes and I got homeboys, but I talk to a lot of women too. And just in my you know what I'm saying? Just in my experiences, I rarely meet one that says they don't get on. You know, you just don't really meet them that much. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, it's gonna be. Like I said, it said 98%. It didn't say 100%. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that 98 is real close.
Yeah, that's about right. You feel me? But some people don't. But like I said, we trying to get her on track. And like I said, she got some good advice tonight. You feel me? Thanks to K100 people for helping out my other K100 fam. You understand what I'm saying? Thanks for everybody for listening. We're trying to be informative tonight. We're trying to put everybody up on game. Fellas, I hope you learned something. I hope you understand that your women probably got a fucking stop jaw full of this rabbit bullet. Well, everybody dish the bullet, but rabbit, G-spot, hitters. Yeah.
They might not tell you, but I'm pretty sure they got them. If you're lucky,
I know
they
got
them.
You're a lame-ass fucking guy if you don't understand that your woman got all this shit. Even if she don't show it or break it out when she around you, dog. For real, homie? For real? You the only you the 2% of niggas who women don't got that shit? Who don't kill your fucking self? I need my
That'll make it really exciting if she does bring it all around, though. He might like it.
I mean, you can have some good dick. You can have some good dick, good face, whatever. But your chick still gonna fucking have toys and plant herself. I have had a whole bunch of women with some great pussy, great hair, whatever, and I still got my dick. Beat yourself to me. Fuck. I just fucking feel like rolling up. I woke up today, I ain't got out of bed, I ain't even watched coal up my eye, but I feel like busting that. Wow, 5 minutes.
You gotta have that self-love. Sometimes you just gotta have it.
I've been doing it since I was like 11. I can get myself off of 3 minutes top. For real. And I can stretch it out. Shower. I can start my job. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just okay. 100 radio. I got the realest fucking show with these motherfuckers on the face. Don't believe their hype. I have the realest, straight up, uncut. Straight up, uncut talk. All right, so go ahead, Shay. You say you masturbate. Okay, how do you masturbate? Do you use toys, manual? Get into it real quick.
All of the above. It just depends on my mood and, you know, where I'm at and all that kind of stuff.
Whoa, where you at? What do you mean? Do you masturbate weird, like at work?
Yeah, I mean, we already discussed that in the previous show that I have, like...
You masturbate while you at work?
If I'm in the car, it depends. I mean, when the mood strikes, the mood strikes. I mean, it's just like, it's just like having sex.
Wow.
I mean, just like some people like to have sex in weird places. I mean, hello?
Wow.
I mean, if nobody else is around and it's dark and...
It's work!
What?
You're on the
What's wrong with
work?
That? What's
what do you mean?
That?
Yeah, work. You in the stall? Are you in the bathroom stall beating it down for real?
No. Yeah. If I'm in the privacy of my own vehicle, what I do in the privacy of my own vehicle is my business.
So you out there in the parking lot beating off? SMH. SMH.
I'm just saying.
I ain't never. Right. I mean, I ain't judging you or nothing. I ain't saying. I'm just saying. Damn.
Well, obviously, I don't know if anybody does judge me because I'm telling everybody on K100.
I'm about to go back to a couple of my other callers. I see a couple of hands raised and ask them, do they fucking do it at work? Everybody just raise their. Just raise. Look, I ain't got to answer your line for the next 5 seconds. Everybody hit number one. Beat off at work.
My caller is like, what the hell?
Oh my God! That's a whole bunch of words!
I am not the only one. I am not the only one. I guarantee you. If 98% of people have been doing this since they was young, I promise you I am not the only one.
Man, y'all, hey man, I wish I had, man.
Hey, now, wait a minute now.
Hold on, you could...
Weird places?
What?
I said, you don't beat off in weird places? Like when the mood strikes you, wherever you at or whatever? I mean, like, you know.
I tell you like this right here.
You get back to your bedroom or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, like.
No. Real talk. For a guy, I'm not going to just beat off anywhere. Now, I ain't going to lie. If I fucking beat off, I'm going to be at home in the privacy of my shit. I don't just be beating off at people's houses and at work and shit. And all these fucking freaks, all my fucking friends, I see all of you motherfuckers, I'm laughing at
whatever,
all.
Whatever,
Lou. Some of you people didn't even say shit all night. But when I asked that question, they all flicked to number one, like 15 people.
Hey, what do you mean to be the spokesperson?
Oh, man. Fucking hilarious, man. Fucking hilarious. K100 Internet Radio, man. 347-934-0966. You don't get no real in this, man. I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, man. You see this shit? It's people at work, man. I'm gonna go back to some of their lines and ask if they do it in the stall or in the car. But anyway, Shay, let me go ahead and get to you because I only got 13 minutes left. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I gotta, because some of them still got their hand up by some other shit, and I gotta go back and try to catch them. I probably gonna have time to play this song, man. Go ahead, fuck it. Anyway, go ahead. Okay, so what do you think about when you be beat up?
Ooh, I think about a lot of stuff. I mean, I like to watch porn too, so sometimes I be thinking about what's going on in the porn.
Porn. See, the reason why I think that most people who do this shit do fucking masturbate, the 98% of human beings that do it. Reason why porn is helpful when you're doing it, because you don't have to use your imagination. You don't have to think hard. You're looking at it. So basically, all you got to focus on is the manual override side of the shit. You don't really got to imagine.
I do use my imagination.
While you watch, I'm saying, but the porn, when you watch porn and you're doing this shit, it's like you don't have to work as hard with your imagination. You feel what I'm saying? I think that's why a lot of people say, yeah, they do watch porn. That is kind of like one of the best ways to do it because, you know, I mean, you ain't got to really imagine the huge brain power to imagine so much. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, okay, so you watch porn, and what else do you imagine in your mental, though? Stop.
Sometimes I just think about just how good the actor itself feels. I mean, sometimes that's enough. I mean, just visualizing a sexual experience and just, you know, the act of pleasuring yourself itself is enough.
Right. Okay. I mean, so sometimes that's just it. You just close your eyes and it's just all popping. You just like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't always close my eyes. Cause see, I like mirrors and stuff, so I like to see what I'm doing. You ask.
You use mirrors? Wait.
I have mirrors when I'm at home. Now, obviously not in my vehicle, you know.
No. Stop! Damn it, man! I need my fucking sound effect! Alright. Wait, you set mirrors up to, like, watch yourself, play with yourself?
I have mirrors set up anyway. I think it's because I'm just kind of like, you know, narcissistic. I just like to see myself. So,
no,
I like to see myself in that area, too.
Raise your fucking hands, everybody. Once again, okay, 100.
I like this.
Raise
your
everybody say? Listen to the show. All you 18 people on my fucking line that's not saying shit. Hit the number one real quick. If you actually have a mirror set up in the room to watch yourself, get your fucking stuff off. Hold up, boy. Only five, Shay. You kind of weirded out on that one.
The rest of them got scared because they think you're going to come to them or something.
They already said they fucking beat up at work, so I don't think they're scared. They already fucking hit the number one when I asked the question.
Well, you know, I like to see what the guy sees from his angle, so that's the only way you're going to see that is if you have, like, a mirror reflection. Well, I'm just saying.
How often do you beat up?
Ooh. That also depends on the mood. I'll say probably a couple of times a week.
Wow, a couple of times a week?
Yeah, probably a couple of times a week. I mean, like, really, like, hardcore at it? Yeah, probably about a couple of times.
What the fuck is hardcore at it?
I mean, like...
When you hardcore at it, what's hardcore at it?
Well, you got, like, all your varying degrees. Like, you know, you got your, like, stuff off in the shower. You got your, like, when you, like, actually have, like, sessions, like when you like break out the toys and
sessions, masturbating sessions.
Well,
me.
just like when you're having sex. Sometimes you might have a quickie, you know, and then sometimes you might have like a real,
right,
like, get it in session. So it's the same
right
way when you masturbate. I mean, sometimes you just like, you know, feel in the mood and you just like, you know, bust a nut right quick. And then sometimes you just like, you know, enjoy the whole process of getting there. Like, it's like, you know what I mean,
wow,
don't you?
Hey, I don't look, I'm a guy.
I'm a very sexual person.
Once again, I'm a guy, which means I only have this one fucking tool. Everybody out there in Ustream, I'm holding my hands up to my fucking, I only got one way to fucking masturbate for the most part. You understand?
Oh, wait a minute.
So I don't need all these elaborate shit. It's like I roll over, snatch off the motherfucking covers, and get them in. In 3 minutes, I'm ready. I can go take a shower. I can start my fucking day. Okay. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
We're going to take you to a brown bag party, and if you become an American,
I don't need one.
You might like them.
Whatever
they
no,
yeah,
because
not if you need it. It's just different
No,
methods,
no, I'm just saying. The difference between guys and girls is, and, oh, before I answer this, which one do you like? Of course, you like to get the actual fuck on board and masturbating. Which one makes you come the hardest? Which one makes you come the hardest?
I'm going back.
I got 7 minutes. Ask the question, and I'm going to open up all my other lines and ask all the ladies on the line that had their number, that had their hand up, which one make them come the hardest and the fastest? Fucking or masturbating?
Well, the fastest, I would say masturbating, but probably the hardest from fucking.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Before I go, you ever had a guy get jealous and get upset about you masturbating? Like he didn't want you to, like he felt like he was.
No, those are squares. Most guys, you know, I do what they actually think is like a turn on. They want to watch. I mean, I've had people want to participate with my toys. So, yeah, no, that ain't been the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm opening back up the lines. Veronica,
right, I'm what they say.
Veronica, you on live. 269.
Oh, dang.
You
hey.
Live. 269. Michigan girl, you on the line too, real quick.
What?
All right. I got three people on the line. LL, hit the number one if you want to holler at me, baby. I got 6 minutes left. Holler at me. Hit the number one if you want me to open up your line. All right, oh, here she go, my girl LL, she's on deck. All right, hold on, ladies. Before I go any further, let me let LL talk real quick. LL, what's happening, baby?
What's going on? I am so enjoying this show.
All right, let me go. I got enough time to do what I want to do. Oh, the rest of the ladies, I got your mics and shit open and shit too. Just keep that in mind. I got Shay on the line. I got Veronica on the line. I got matter of fact, I'm gonna open up Key line too. Key, you on the line too? All right. All right, Key.
I'm out of place.
I know you're out of place. But hey, well, first of all, Key, did you learn anything tonight?
I have. I've learned. Thank you, Shay, Veronica. You're
welcome.
Something interesting to say. I'm sure I'm going to learn some more in this next 5 minutes.
Right. Okay. Now, real quick, I got all my ladies on the line who's brave enough to go ahead and say, yeah, they beat off. Yeah, they love it. I ain't even playing no background music for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, they beat off. Yeah, they play with themselves. Yeah, they love masturbating. They all in. I personally know all of these ladies. I know what they look like, and I know they cool, and they all attractive women, so they ain't going to have no problem getting no dick. They all some kind of ladies who can pretty much put an outfit on or go out in their goddamn sweatpants and go to the store, and they all going to get hollered at and approached by a guy. You feel me? So they ain't got no problem getting no dick. So these ain't no motherfuckers who are unattractive. With that being said, LL, I'm going to go to you first. First of all, before I go to everybody else, L, do you come harder from masturbating or having sex? Which one makes you come the hardest?
I definitely have you pushed the number one. Oh, God. It just depends. I mean, it's both. Both has been, like, you know, through the roof. It doesn't, I mean, it just depends on how the session's going.
Okay. I understand that. You feel me? Secondly, how often do you masturbate?
I don't a lot at all. It's very rare that I do that. Very rare.
Okay, now you're in the minority because a lot of the women who do it, with the exception of Key, because Key's just getting her little masturbation game.
That's
Key,
what I'm listening to. I'm learning it. All my homegirls out here be getting it.
Right.
Work,
right.
In the car.
Right.
That's how we keep our smiles on our faces.
So, what'd you say?
That's how we keep those smiles on our faces. You never had a dull moment.
I'm in the editing suite at school. I'm thinking maybe I should go and get some of these toys when I'm editing this footage. I could be sitting here smiling too.
Right. Y'all off the chain, man. Y'all like, all right, L. All right. So, L. All right, L. Do you use toys? You use toys to masturbate with? Which one do you like most, toys or manual? Which one is the best for you?
Okay, well, the one time that I did feel like I was, you know, that I was going to try this, I was going to venture off, I did go to the store and buy one, and I was living in PC at the time, and I went across the bridge and got it. Well, before I got back across the bridge, it had already been used, and it worked really, really well. But I don't even remember what it was because I don't know
what it was.
Oh, snap.
I don't remember what it was.
Damn.
It was little. I guess it was the bullet? It was little.
A bullet.
Yeah. It might have been a parking rocket.
She said she
don't
know
what it
bullet.
Was, but it worked. I lost it. And
those. Don't get them lost.
Hey. Okay. So, all right, L. So, you said you do it frequently. You know, you like it or whatever. You bust nuts, kind of the same. One more question I'm going to ask everybody. I got 2 minutes after this question. Have you ever had a guy who had got jealous and said he don't want you to beat off or he felt the ways about it?
No.
Okay. Most of them want to watch, right?
Yeah.
Do you beat off before you get ready to have sex to get yourself ready?
No, I don't need to do that, but sometimes I request that the guy does because I need for it to be a session. When I really need a session, I need for them to get handle their business before I get there.
So you say you want the guy to beat up so he can bust a nut so he can be on that second long drone out?
Yeah. Sometimes I do request that.
Right. Actually, I kind of go ahead and do that myself. You know what I'm saying?
I just go ahead and put in that request to make sure we on level ground. Yeah.
Right. Okay, or you could go ahead and goddamn suck him off real quick and let him bust that motherfucker.
No, because I'm ready. I ain't done. If I'm ready like that, I'm ready and all that before. No.
All right, so I got 1 minute. I got 1 minute remaining. I got all my lines open. You feel me? I see the homie. Is that the homie Bully real quick? Bully, you hear this shit, Bully? Bully, you on the air, Bully. Oh, I thought it was him. He's from the 813. Anyway, I got all my ladies on the line for the last minute of the show. And all I want to say to y'all ladies is thanks to everybody for tuning in to the show. Now, ladies, y'all all heard that Key was a late bloomer. She started late, but I want to tell y'all we're going to give y'all frequent updates on Key. And we want frequent K100 updates on your masturbation game and see if you come along. We'll ask you that every now and again. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm going to work on it because I really feel like an outcast, and everybody knows me. Of course, you know I'm not going to lie about it because I said too much outrageous shit on here, but I'm late. Sorry.
Right.
Don't feel
All
bad.
Right.
I'm super
no.
early, so don't feel bad.
Mine
is right. pretty doggone early.
Now I wish I had fucking another hour, man. Y'all made this motherfucker. Hold on real quick. Bully.
No. Oh, yeah.
I forgot to say. Yo. I got to go, man. I only got 42 seconds, but you heard the show, man. You got to go back and listen to the show, man. These ladies been sitting.
I know,
man.
Yo, y'all have me dying laughing over this.
All right. All right, L, everybody, yo, I got everybody's line up. Everybody, one time, shout out to K100. Thanks, everybody, who's supporting the show, really and truly. I appreciate it. I'm getting ready to go ahead and log off, but thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Everybody who's been supporting it, y'all got to go back and download this episode and tell your people about it, man. This was a one for the ages. All right, even without my sound effects. I got 10 seconds, y'all. I love everybody.
That's a big masturbation party one day. Everybody going to have to masturbate.
Right here on the couch. Hey, we're going to have it right here on the couch. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, that'll be episode number 69. That'll be episode number 69. You got to do something special for that one.
For episode number 69, how about we have episode number 69, everybody that want to come through and be live in this motherfucker. We all come here, and we can play a goddamn game of truth or motherfucking death.
I'm just
going to
be over here pressing the number one on that one.
I want to have a game of truth or death. I want to have a game of truth or death for episode 69. Is that all right?
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
Bully, I need backup, Bully.
That's all to me.
wake up.
I live on that couch.
All right, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning to the show. I didn't even play the fucking outro music, man. I got love for everybody, man. Thanks. I'm out, man. K100 Internet Radio. All right?
All right.
All right, man. Later.
Bye.